This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk. Rooted in over 100 years' experience, placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome back, everyone, to Oakland. I'm Radical Russ with CannabisRadio.com, and joining us here at the desk is Big Jake. How you doing, Jake?
Man, I'm blessed. How you doing, Russ?
I'm fantastic. And remind folks what you're into, Big Jake.
Well, we're a 501c19 national veteran nonprofit, and we do veteran suicide prevention and wellness programs. We obviously believe in using cannabinoids over opiates to help to drop our suicide rate, but we believe it goes much further in community engagement, involving everybody really to come forward and support our veterans. So we do things like biker buddy check. We get our guys out on their bikes. We believe that's wind therapy. We work with tattoo parlors around that will donate booth space there for art therapy for our veterans. And then from there, they apprentice out of there to where they can find veterans and hire them. So we really do full spectrum. We work with everyone. It really doesn't matter. We don't really look at people's competition, but more co-opetition, because we believe it's going to take every community and every state as we grow and continue to go to support our veterans. So that's a little bit about who we are, what we do.
And the name of your group is?
MedVets.
MedVets. There we go. All right. So this is something that's been getting a lot of attention. We are finally seeing some movement in Congress with accepting the Veterans Administration allowing their doctors to speak to veterans. We've got more states now that are recognizing post-traumatic stress as a qualifying condition. Do you feel it's getting better for the veterans, and how much more would you like to see changed?
You know, really, it's funny you ask that, because I have this grandiose vision that, you know, we have so many exemptions in our world. The Indians have reservations. Everybody has these things. I really, if I'm talking the pinnacle of the mountain, I would say give them a DD-215, where you have something where the veterans have a sovereignty type licensing in this. I think we should really leave them alone. I think that if the government could do anything, they can give them all these opiates on demand. Why can't we produce something that would support our farmers, our families, and our enterprise that was protected under that type of sovereignty?
There we go. Make your honorable discharge your automatic medical marijuana card.
You know
that.
Well, DD-214 is is your discharge, and I laugh and call DD-215. You know, Prop 215. We keep it fresh and funky.
I like that. All right. So MedVets is helping out, and folks out there, you've heard us talk about this issue where the estimates are 22 veterans a day dying of suicide. I think that it's an underestimate, frankly.
Yeah, the study was done in 2007 by the VA, and actually 11 states did not fully report.
Right.
So if we're saying 22 a day is that, and then 11 states didn't fully report, what is the real number? And those unknown deaths, which ones that labeled unknown versus suicide,
sure,
did we gain that? So it's a staggering statistic for sure.
And I think one thing that we're finding in modern warfare as compared to, say, even going back to the Vietnam era or even the first Gulf War, is a much higher survival rate among our veterans. Things that might have killed them in a past war, they're surviving now. And especially these brain injuries that they suffer that are sometimes invisible injuries. And we don't even know until they're released and they're out in public. And the next thing you know, they're having some sort of issue with this. Cannabis, it really seems to me, is a no-brainer in this, in giving this to our veterans. I mean, we put you with a rifle in your hand in the sand, getting fired at, and mortars and shells and IEDs, and we're going to worry about you're going to smoke weed?
Right. Well, you know, and it's really unique, because we've been real blessed as MedVets to really take a presence here. And we're working with MAPS, the Multidisciplinary mm-hmm. Association for Psychedelic Studies.
Yes.
And so we're directly working with them and Dr. Sue Sicily, helping to work with them and actually looking to facilitate groundwork with them in Phoenix and in Baltimore with MedVets. So it's huge to be able to be a part of something that big. There's a lot of things around it that are coming. But for the DEA to acknowledge that, it is monstrous. And then, you know, for us coming in here, we know it's an ever-evolving market. And for us, we're sponsored by Green Rush Consulting to be here at NCIA. They turned around. They believe in us. They keep us compliant as we go state to state. We're getting ready to go back over to Phoenix. We have that Afro Man concert, 710 Chronicle is sponsoring.
Yes.
It's their release party. MedVets is a benefactor out there. We've already got a dispensary out there that is going to donate medicine to life for life to one veteran for us.
Wow.
So that's roots in the ground. It's been an amazing journey. And, you know, I think the world's ready to help their veterans. And especially the cannabis community. It's so love and community oriented and community based that the veterans find family here. They understand the PTSD that these growers have gone through, because I hear so often the veterans of the growing industry go, what about veterans here? And I laugh because a lot of our veterans here are veterans or they're family of veterans. So it's all family and community coming together, and it takes them all.
I know more than a couple of guys who came back from Vietnam with a few samples in their pack and planted them and are still have good strains growing from there.
You know, and we always hear about that stuff, and I love to get old genetics, to see where it came from and understand. So, yeah, it's amazing what our soldiers have seemed to bring back to the States over the years.
Now, you mentioned working with MAPS, and I know there's some study now on certain psychedelics, psilocybin, LSD, MDMA, as treatment for certain disorders. Do you think that's something you might expand to, or are you just sticking with cannabis for now?
No, you know, the reality is I think that's their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
That's what they do. If somebody wants to try, I'm not going to say no. In a controlled environment like that, mm-hmm. if you can help break such a death hold structure that can exist, I think it's great. But I think besides the medicines and the medications, I think it's the involvement, the re-engagement, the repurposement. It's getting communities to come together and to do things so that when somebody says, I'm a veteran and I'm feeling down, but I don't want to go talk about it, maybe they want to go paintballing. I had a Navy vet I took out, and I took him to Harborside.
Okay.
Because I take a lot of my vets to experience Harborside because they offer a lot of great services.
Yes, yes.
And I asked him, I said, what do you enjoy doing? This is a man who died twice by being blown up by an IED in Kuwait.
Ooh.
You know, he did submarine HVAC repair underwater. So,
wow.
And I asked him, what do you enjoy doing? And he said, I enjoy shooting my guns, but no one's taken me in like 6 years.
Oh, no.
And so I completely canceled my day. It's all over my Instagram on MedVets215. You can see it all there. But we took the day, and I went out shooting with him, and I took the time to teach my daughter gun handling skills while we were at it.
Oh, good.
And that's lead therapy. You know, anything that you can enjoy in life that someone does, whether it be yoga, whether it be Reiki, whether it be chiropractic, whether it be counseling, family counseling, if we use all elements to come together and we use all community to come together and don't pigeonhole ourselves just in cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis is a great way that we can help, and it's a great potential for income and opportunity, but the reality is, let's do things that are preventative. Mm-hmm. Let's not catch them when they're so far down that we have to do rehab, and we don't believe no one's patients. No one is a patient in MedVets. They are a MedVet rehabilitating until they can use their God-given skills to go back out and pay it forward.
There we go. Loving it. Big Jake, thanks for all the wisdom. And tell folks how they can get in touch with you and to help support MedVets.
Well, you can find us on Instagram at MedVets215. That's MEDVETS. 215. You can also go to med-vets.org. We have a splash page there. And then personal contact is 530-788-3176. And that means you've got the founder on the line. God
right
bless.
On. Thank you for the number. Thank you for all your help. And thanks for helping our vets. MedVets, med-vets.org. Check out MedVets215 on Instagram and help out our veterans. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more from the event when we return. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.